have a cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last. Drop.
That drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and our happy postman, Mel Blanc. For your Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. Last Thursday, George and Gracie celebrated their 15th anniversary in radio, and all week, messages of congratulation have poured in. Gracie is now busy pasting them in her scrapbook.
This telegram from Jack Benny was short, but sweet. Just three words. Congratulations, Jack.
What was the third word?
Collect.
Good old Jack. So thoughtful.
Oh, this...
A true friend.
Yes. This one is one of my favorites. Best wishes on your anniversary. When I listen to Burns and Allen, I feel very proud of my family name. Signed, Fred Allen.
I like that, too.
Yeah. But this one puzzles me, George. It's just that I don't feel so good. Signed, Bob Burns.
I'm confused, too. Yeah, I wonder what he means.
Too. Did you know I got a telegram from Ma Perkins?
Ma Perkins?
Mm-hmm.
Now, read it.
So you've been on the air 15 years with George Burns, and I thought I suffered more than anybody in radio. I don't get
that. Somebody sent that for a day.
Oh. Well, we received congratulations from just about everybody.
Yeah, everybody but Al Jolson. I thought I'd hear from Al after singing that duet with him last week.
One echo showers may come away.
Oh, I forgot to tell
they
you.
They bring the flowers.
And George Al Jolson sent you a long wire.
Give me a chance. He didn't let me sing that. Oh, he sent me a long wire?
Yes.
Really? Sure, read it.
Well, I can't. It's failing wire, and he wants you to twist it around your throat.
Professional jealousy.
Yes. No, I'll answer, dear.
Good morning, Missy Burns. Mail.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Postman.
May I add my congratulations to the many you have received on your 15 years in radio?
Oh, thanks again.
I wish my wife, Bertha, was on the radio. I tune her in every day.
You would?
Yeah, just for the pleasure of shutting her off.
She talks a lot, huh?
That woman couldn't keep her mouth shut if she was Nora Prentice.
Mr. Postman, maybe I'd understand your attitude better if I knew more about your wife. What does she look like?
Well, when I look at Bertha, I think of Lana Turner.
Oh, really?
Yes, but it doesn't help. I gag anyhow.
Well, thank goodness George and I are happy together.
If you want to stay that way, don't show him the morning mail. It's full of bills marked 2 months overdue.
Oh, dear, look at them. Gas, water, lights. Oh, dear. If George sees these, he'll throw me out of the house.
That's what a husband should do. The last time my wife neglected the bills, I said, hit the road, Bertha.
What happened?
She hit the road with me. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Burns. And remember, keep smiling.
Well, George will have a tizzy if he sees these overdue bills. Think fast, Gracie.
Well, I see the mail came. Anything important?
No. Just some more letters of congratulation. I'll throw them away.
Wait a minute. The top one is from the water company. Did we get congratulations from the water company?
Yes. They want you to take a drink on them.
There's a letter there from the gas company.
They want you to take some of their product, too.
Let me see that letter.
Oh, never mind, dear. I'll read it to you. Mr. George Burns, please remit. Please permit the gas company to congratulate you on your 15 years in the radio. We are proud of our gas. hope you are the same.
Give me that letter.
60 days overdue. Please remit or suit will be filed. Gracie.
Happy anniversary to you.
Oh, wait a minute. Never mind that. What happened to the gas money?
Suddenly my mind is a blank, Judge.
Suddenly, she says. Gracie, if this bill isn't paid, they'll come over this afternoon and shut off our gas.
I know they won't.
What makes you so sure?
They shut it off this morning.
And I won't get any breakfast. Not even coffee.
No.
Okay. Bring me a glass of water.
Yes, sir. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Well, I have to go next door for it.
They shut off the water, too?
Uh-huh.
And you told me these were letters of congratulation.
Now I see the light.
Oh, did they turn those back on?
Now the electricity. Holy murder. I gave you the money to pay these utility bills. Where did it go?
All right, I'll tell you. And you'll be ashamed you shouted at me. I gave that money to a girl who supports her family.
Really?
Yes. She supports them by selling hats at Saks Fifth Avenue. Just think, how dare you call me that?
I didn't call you anything.
Well, you were thinking it.
You're right.
Hi, Burns.
Hello, Bill.
See, I've been pushing on the door buzzer. Doesn't seem to work.
Nothing works around here. Thanks to Gracie.
Yeah, I know. How long are you going to let her support you?
I'm in no mood for jokes, comedian.
Gracie, what's the matter with the little man this morning?
Oh, he's upset, Bill. It's hard for him to face life.
That's the kind of stuff for life to face him, too.
Why don't you get a henna rinse so people will think you're Red Skelton?
Now, boy, stop that. George has a right to be angry, Bill. I squandered the household money.
Yeah, Bill. Why can't Gracie remember what Benjamin Franklin said? A penny saved is a penny earned.
Well, naturally, Gracie wouldn't remember it like you would, George. You heard Franklin say it.
Okay, funny man, make your jokes. But I'm going to lay down the law right now. Gracie, a house should be run like a business.
Yes, dear.
You've got to have a system for your housekeeping.
Oh, I'm very systematic. I have a place for everything. I keep the rent money in the old coffee pot, and I keep...
Then why did the landlord come to me for the rent money at
all? Oh, well, that was a misunderstanding. I was busy when he came, so I said, go to the old pot and get the money. And
never mind. I'm going downtown and pay these bills. But from now on, I want this house run like a business.
Hey. Sounds like the little man really wants you to go into business, Gracie. You going to try it?
Yes, Bill. It's a wife's duty to give her husband anything he wants. And from now on, I'll give George the business.
I bet you will at that. In the gloaming, meaning in the twilight, huh, Meredith?
That's right, Bill. And mighty lovely music any time of the day. Talk about your hit tunes. Gosh, folks have been singing this one for close on to 70 years.
Yes, and it's just as popular as ever today, Meredith. You'll hear it by the fireside on a winter's night. Hear it wherever there's dancing and the lights are bright. Sweet is the memory of love's first song. It's a treasured and well-loved part of our musical tradition. A warm and sentimental part of our American scene. Makes me think how down through the years, Maxwell House Coffee has come to be such a familiar and well-loved part of the American scene, too. We Americans love coffee, have made it our national drink. And today, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. It's Maxwell House wherever you go. Flavor explains its nationwide preference. That good to the last drop Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of these premium Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness. Medellin for richness. Other choice coffees for vigor. And Bucaramangas for full body. some of which is great coffee at its flavor peak. So, friends, why not know the very best in coffee goodness, coffee pleasure? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than you'd pay for the cheapest coffee sold. Simply say, Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
You dropped in, Meredith. How do you like my office?
Like it fine, Gracie, but why have you got an office?
Well, George said if I ran the house like a business, I'd save the money.
Well, what have you done so far?
Oh, I bought a desk, a typewriter, 2 filing cabinets, and a water cooler. I wonder how much I've saved them already.
Plenty, I'll warrant.
And now, of course, I'll have to hire a secretary. Someone to file the filings and vouch the vouchers and separate the invoices from the outvoices.
Well, perhaps I could qualify for the position, Gracie.
All right. I'll interview you and see if you make good. Let's have a look at your legs.
My legs?
Yeah. Businessmen seem to prefer secretaries with good legs. But I can't imagine why.
Oh, I'll bet I know why. Suppose the boss doesn't go home to dinner, but stays late at the office with his secretary.
Well?
Well, if she has good legs, she can run out and get him a sandwich.
Oh, that must be it. Well, now let's see if you have the other qualifications for a secretary. Do you know how to write shorthand?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I don't know how to speak it either. How's the spelling?
Well, I was considered an excellent speller. Back in my hometown of Mason City, Iowa, I was always in demand for spelling bees.
Oh, what's so great about spelling a simple word like bees?
Well, by spelling bees,
oh,
I meant...
Oh, you'll have to do better than that if you want to be my secretary, because I'm quite a speller myself. Go on, spell a word. If it's right, I'll hire you.
Very well. Anthropomorphic. Anthropomorphic.
Try another word.
All right. Consanguinity. Consanguinity.
Try cat.
C-A-T. Good. Well, I'll go eat some lunch, Gracie, and come right back.
Oh, no, you won't have time for lunch. I've got some important letters to dictate.
You want me to take dictation on an empty stomach?
Oh, certainly not. Take it out of notebook. Now, let's get busy.
Gracie, I'm home. Where are you? Maybe she's in the den. Gracie, what goes on here? Why is Meredith sitting on your lap?
Oh, where do you expect him to sit? He's my secretary.
Secretary?
Well, yes. You told me to run the house like a business. So I'm doing it.
Gracie, I want to talk to you.
Do you have an appointment, sir?
No, I don't have an appointment.
Then come back next week. GA is in conference.
GA?
That's what we employees call the boss.
Well, I want to talk to GA right now.
What is the nature of your business, sir?
Oh, quiet and get off my wife's lap.
George, please, you're interrupting my dictation. Take another letter, Wilson.
Yes, GA.
I want a copy of this sent to every grocery store in California.
Ready?
Dear grocery store, the kitchen division of Gracie Allen Incorporated is interested in the immediate purchase of half a dozen eggs.
I wouldn't take any partners in this business. I'd run this myself.
Now, let me see. Is interested in the immediate purchase of half a dozen eggs. They must be complete with yolks, whites, and shells. Please quote me a price, and within 10 days, I will notify the lowest bidder. Yours very truly, etc., etc., etc. Wilson, read that last sentence back to me.
Yours very truly, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Yeah, put in another et cetera. We're a bit concerned.
Yes, sir. I'll get these out at once.
Now, Burns, I can spare you a moment or two. What's on your mind?
Look, Gracie, I admit I asked you to run the house like a business. Okay? I made a mistake.
No, no, not at all. It's wonderful. Remember how I used to keep my important bills and receipts crammed into coffee pots and sugar bowls in the kitchen?
Yes.
Well, now I have a filing cabinet.
Well, that is better.
Well, sure, I keep the coffee pots and sugar bowls in there.
Gracie.
You're talking to a real businessman now. Oh, that reminds me. I have to look out the window again.
Why do you keep looking out the window?
I'm watching the A&P.
What for?
Well, a businessman has to keep his eye on the market.
Gracie, let's have a nice, quiet little talk. Now, I appreciate you trying
Pardon
to run
me,
the...
G.A., the man is here to demonstrate that office equipment you ordered.
Oh, good. Send him in.
Office equipment?
How do you do? It is always a pleasure to address the purchaser of a two-tone dictaphone, which I am here to demonstrate. Oh, it is so simple. Let us say we are working late and a brilliant thought occurs to us. We simply grasp the two-tone dictaphone in our left hand...
Gracie, did you really order this thing?
Yes, George. Go ahead, mister.
How do you do? It is always a pleasure to address the purchaser of a two-tone dictaphone, which I am here to demonstrate. Oh, it is so simple.
Wait a minute. You said that once. Just skip that part.
Well, gee, I can't. This is the way they taught me to spiel at the factory, and if I don't say it all the way through, I get mixed up. Well, it don't take long, honest to God.
Well, you go right ahead, mister. Say it the way you learned it.
How do you do? It is always a pleasure to address the purchaser of a two-tone dictaphone, which I am here to demonstrate. Oh, it is so simple. Let us say we are working late and a brilliant thought occurred to us.
And it will, too.
I beg your pardon?
I say, and it will, too. I'm very brilliant.
Yeah. Grasping the present the two-tone, how do you...
Oh, no.
It is always a pleasure to address the purchaser of a two-tone dictaphone, which I am here to demonstrate. Oh, it is so simple.
Well, it doesn't sound so simple to me.
Gracie, let the man finish his sales talk so I can throw him out. Go ahead, two-tone.
How do you do it? It is always a pleasure to address the purchaser of a
true-tone
dictaphone, which I am here to demonstrate.
Well, why throw him out?
Gracie, please.
How do you do? It is always a pleasure to address the purchaser of a true-tone dictaphone.
Well, I think he's nice.
How do you
do? Oh, no.
There's no business like your business. Meredith Wilson and his music.
Rid of the two-tone salesman. Now, please, Gracie, let's have a nice, quiet little talk.
Just a moment, Burns. Oh, Wilson?
Yes, G.A.?
I'll be in conference. Now, I don't want to speak to anyone unless it's urgent.
What do you consider urgent?
If anyone wants to speak to me.
Okay, G.A.
Now, Burns, let's hear what you have to say. And keep it short. I'm a busy man.
Yes. Now, look, Grayson. When I asked you to run the house like a business, I didn't mean for you to make yourself a Woolworth. All I want you to do is pay the bills on time and keep track of...
Excuse me, G.A.
Yes, Wilson?
Mr. Goodwin to see you.
Oh, send him in.
But, Gracie...
How do you do? It is always a pleasure to address the purchaser of Maxwell House Coffee, which I am here to demonstrate. Ah, it is so delicious.
Bill, it sounds like you ran into the two-tone salesman.
Yeah, I did. What a schmo that guy is, Gracie. I said, nice day, and he went right into his routine.
He's a schmo, all right.
Well, sure. An intelligent salesman makes conversation before he mentions his product. He leads into it gradually. I'll show you. You say, nice day to me, George.
Nice day.
Isn't it? Maxwell House coffee is rich. Paul is right. Delicious and mellow. That famous Maxwell House flavor, you know, is the result of careful selection and blending of premium Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to perfection. It's no wonder more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world.
I thought you'd never get the Maxwell House coffee.
Love that subject. Love it. I think I could switch any conversation in the world to Maxwell House coffee.
Well, not now, Bill. I've got to get Gracie out of business. She thinks she's a Woolworth.
And it's well worth your time to try Maxwell House. It's the very best in coffee drinking pleasure.
Run along, Bill.
You'll never run along, Bill, if you're a grocer, if you buy Maxwell House. It costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee you can buy.
Bill, goodbye.
Goodbye, and it's a wonderful buy. That's why Maxwell House is the choice of so many millions of Americans today. They know today's coffee buy is Maxwell House.
Out, Bill, out. You can finish that in the hallway.
Always good to the last drop.
Goodbye, Bill. Now, Gracie, let's have a nice, quiet little talk. When I said to run the house like a business, I didn't mean for you to...
Excuse me, G.A. On your call to New York, the lines are still tied up.
Oh, keep trying, Wilson.
Very well.
Why are you calling New York?
Well, George, I'm in business to save you money. Your favorite steak is a New York cut.
So?
So I'll call New York and buy it direct. You'll save a fortune.
Great save.
I'm also calling Philadelphia.
For
cream cheese.
Cream cheese, that's right.
And of course, I'll call Boston.
Baked beans?
What else?
I need a pair of garters. Why don't you call Paris?
That's a good idea.
Put down the phone. Now, listen, Gracie. When I set the Rumbus house like a business, I didn't mean to put...
Excuse me, G.A.
G.A., he's watching here.
The man is here to demonstrate the comptometer you ordered.
Well, show him in, Wilson.
How do you do?
Not you again.
Yes, and I'd appreciate it if you'd let me finish this time.
Yeah, you go right ahead, mister. I'd just like to see him interrupt you.
How do you do? It is always a pleasure to address the purchaser of a mass model comptometer, which I am here to demonstrate. Oh, it is so simple.
Yeah, I just dare him to interrupt you.
Gracie.
How do you do? It is always a pleasure to address...
Oh, I'm sorry. That was my fault.
Get out!
George, why didn't you let him demonstrate the comptometer? Now I won't know how to come-tom.
Well, let's have a little talk. When I told you to run this house like a business...
Excuse me, G.A. I've got that advertising agency on the phone.
Oh, button, zipper and button?
Yes, G.A.
Well, tell them I want to buy full-page ads in every magazine.
Hey, hold on. You're buying full-page ads?
Well, of course I am. I'm in business now, and advertising is the backbone of business.
What are you going to advertise?
Hang up on them, Wilson.
Very well.
Well, don't I make a wonderful executive?
Simply great.
Oh, you used to say my head was only good for wearing hats. But now I've developed a head for business, too. You're married to a woman with two heads.
That explains a few things. Now, Gracie, when I told you to run this house like
Excuse me, G.A.
G.A. is back here.
The man is here to demonstrate the inter-office communicator that you ordered.
Oh, send him in, Wilson.
How do you
get out?
Oh, George.
Oh, my That can drive you crazy.
Well, how can I save you money if you won't let me run the house like a business?
Gracie, listen to me. When I ask you to run the...
G.A., I just got the report from the grain exchange. The price of wheat is going up 2 cents a carload.
Oh, well, we've got to move fast. Rush down to the store and buy 400 loaves of bread.
400 loaves of bread?
Well, wheat's going up. In 4 or 5 months, we'll make a killing.
In 4 or 5 months, the bread will be moldy.
Moldy?
Moldy, yes.
Wilson, call Mayo Brothers and see what they're paying for penicillin.
Okay, that does it.
You're through.
But, George, I've got a going business.
And I know just where it's going. Well, I've still got a nickel to my name.
You mean you want to buy me out?
If necessary, I'll buy out. How much for the business?
Well, shall we say $1,000?
Shall we say 10?
Okay, 10,000.
I'm in $10.
Oh. George, don't be silly. Look at this lovely office furniture. And look at this nice comptometer.
I don't want a comptometer. I don't know how to run it.
How do you do? It's always a...
Okay, okay. I'll still give you $10.
Sold.
I'm still stuck.
Any further instructions, G.A.?
Oh, no, Wilson. You're no longer in my employ. I just sold the business to George.
You did?
Yes. Your new boss is G.B.
You mean I'm his secretary now?
That's right.
Well, if I must, I must.
Get off my lap, you chowderhead.
New horizons are opening up today and every day for young women who enter the nursing profession. There never have been enough nurses to go around, and with the vast expansion of America's medical facilities now underway, the opportunities open to nurses will be unlimited. So if you're a young woman between the ages of 18 and 35, a high school graduate, or a college student in good standing, think about entering a school of nursing now. Get full information by inquiring at the nearest hospital. Now here's George and Gracie.
George, please don't be angry with me. I was only trying to help you.
I'm not sorry, Gracie. I love you no matter what you do.
Oh, George.
With all your faults, I'd rather be married to you than Lana Turner.
Really?
Why, sure. What do I care about a little dizziness?
Oh, is Lana Turner dizzy?
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show is written by Paul Henning and Keith Fowler. Till next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House Coffee. Now, stay tuned in for Noah Webster Says, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
It's instant, it's new, it's good to the last drop, too. It's instant Maxwell House Coffee. Yes, trust Maxwell House to make a better instant coffee. True coffee flavor, true coffee aroma, because it's all coffee made from America's favorite, the famous Maxwell House blend. And thrifty, a jar of instant Maxwell House makes fully as much as a pound of regular coffee. Help yourself to that famous Maxwell House flavor instantly with Instant Maxwell House. Good to the last drop.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.